Roger the miller came courting of late a farmer's young daughter called Beautiful Kate. She had to wear fortune fine ribbons and rings. She had to wear fortune full 500 things. She had for a fortune fine ribbons and gowns. She had for a fortune. She had for a fortune, yes, 500 pounds. All the wedding been ready, the supper set down. Oh, what a fine fortune this 500 pounds. When up speaks young Roger, thy vow and declare, although that your daughter is charming and fair, I won't have your daughter, I vow and declare, I won't have your daughter, I won't have your daughter without the gray mare. Oh, up speaks her father, unto him speed, I thought that you'd marry my daughter indeed. Now since that I found out that things they are so, once more in my pocket my money shall go. You won't have my daughter, I vow and declare, you won't have my daughter. You won't have my daughter, nor yet the gray mare. All the money been vanished, went out of his sight, and so did Miss Katie, his love and delight. And Roger the scoundrel was kicked out of doors, and told to be gone and return there no more. So away he went tearing his long yellow hair, and wished he had never, and wished he had never spoke of the gray mare. Oh, 3 years passed and gone till one day on the street, oh, who did he chance but his Katie to me? Good morning, Miss Katie, do you not know me? Oh, yes, sir, she said, I have seen you before. Or one of your likeness with long yellow hair, who once came a-courting, who once came a-courting my father's gray mare. Oh, indeed, and Miss Katie, you are much to blame. It was for the courting of you that I came. For to think that your father would have nor dispute to give unto me the gray mare for boot. Before he would part with his dear lovely son, so now I am sorry. So now I am sorry for what I have done. Oh, your troubles, said Katie, I value them not. There is plenty more in this town to be got. For to think that a man would be in despair to marry a girl for the sake of a mare. The price of a mare, it was never so great. So fare you well, Roger. So fare you well, Rogers. Go mourn for your Kate.